Yeah.
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 Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be.
KK, you're listening to Talking with Rod. Only here on PBS.
Woo.
Radio TV.
Good afternoon, everyone. Once again, we got an action-packed, exciting show. Always excited, always happy to have you guys with us and join us. Hope everybody's doing great and well. Listen, we have a spectacular show for you today lined up. It's going to be a great show as always. We got a very special guest going to join us in. But one thing I want to talk about, as always, when we're talking on this show and our platform, people are people. And we have no color, religion, none of that on this show. We always, and I say this day in and day out, we always appreciate people being people. And one of our guests that we're going to bring on today amplifies that exactly. So, you know, we're excited about that. We're excited about having him on. Great gentleman. One of the things I want to talk about, too, is we have the premiere coming, the album release premiere coming. We finally got that into play for 426. And we had him on. We're the management for him, Mario. So we had him on. Great music. I hope everybody did get a chance to listen to it, download it, see everything. Great stuff. So we're doing the album release party for 426 in Addison, Texas, which is right in Dallas, Texas. We want everybody to come out, enjoy yourself, have a great time, get ready for this, listen to this great music. This great music, great album, and see this global artist. And we are so excited about that. We work with him very closely. We manage him, and we're so excited about having that on, having him and getting that album release party together and that sound listening party. Like I said, 4/4/26. Put it on your calendar, mark it down. We want you there in Addis, Texas, which is right by Dallas, Texas. We want you there. We want to see your face in the place. Come enjoy some great music, great food, and listen to a great album. Like I'm telling you guys, I've heard this album. It is a great, great album. I can't say more about him as an artist and working with him. He's a great, great man, and I appreciate him for that. Listen, if you need to call the show, this was brought to my attention, too. The line that's special for the show, you guys, I appreciate the love I do, but you guys been calling the wrong numbers, getting mad, frustrated. Listen, the right number to call is 1-800-566-9071. That is the number where we will get you on the bookings, you know, the appearances that your guys been asking. You can also get information for the family day coming up in July. So all of that, you call that line. You guys have been calling and getting frustrated. Keisha's told me about the different things online and stuff like that. So listen, y'all just been calling the wrong number. We just want you to call the right number, 1-800-566-9071. If you need to reach Jennifer, you can reach Jennifer at 765-371-9387. Now that we got all the logistics stuff out of the way, the great stuff, like I said, we got a great, great person going to be on the show today. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about before we bring him on is talking about people. And, you know, so much is going on in the United States. Great country. Love in the United States of America. Born and raised here. The problem that we're having, and I'm seeing is, and you guys are letting us know that, because each week we get an overwhelming number of people joining the show, the social media sites. And we appreciate that. From the bottom of our heart, we appreciate that. And one of the things I want to talk about is it's very simple. You know, if... No matter what you are, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever, let people be people. Let people live their lives. Leave people alone. We are on a great country with great Americans. And this is why Family Day is so important, because we want people to come out, just people with genuine favor, who wants to just meet someone new or meet a new family and be genuine about it, and just clean post some people getting along. We're getting so caught up in every little thing now till we're losing the fact that we're all people. We're all simply people. And being simple people, that's just, hey, why not help somebody? Instead of looking for a downfall or pointing fingers, how about we do what this country was built on? Helping one another. Helping one another, being more in tune with your people. We don't even know who our neighbors are, and that's the bad part about it. We don't know who our neighbors are. We speak and we go on, and we don't know who our neighbors are. And this is what we want to do. We want to create, and I'm so happy. Let me just say this: I received the information as always during the week. I'm so happy that you guys, the listeners. This show is moving on a fast pace, but you guys agree to that. You guys are sick too. You want to be a part of just great people living their lives, hard, honest, working people living their lives. And that's one of the great things about this is, just living your life, man. We all have something going on. We all, and it's just people should be, listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, whatever creed, religion, color you are. People just want to be happy and people just want to live their lives. And it should be for me, and I know it can't be this always, but it should be Christmas every day. It should be Christmas every day, meaning everybody should have that same joy, that same love. I know things come up, but listen, pointing a finger at somebody or laughing at somebody's downfall or something that's happening instead of helping, shame on you. And I'm not saying this to my listeners because I know my listeners don't do that. This is what this show has been built on. This is why the show is going global. This is why the show is fascinated people every single day now. I'm getting people. They're telling me people want to join the show, come on the show. Now, with that being said, we're very selective about people who come on this show because the agenda, and if there is an agenda, which we don't have, but the agenda for the show is great people coming together. Great people just want to help somebody. Laugh, not downfall, not point, but help somebody. And that's what we are about. So we're overwhelmed, for people wanting to come on the show. I last checked, they told me we are a month and a half out with people wanting to be on this show, booked on this show. And as you know from the past guests, we have everybody's been on this show has been positive. And we've been bringing you stuff on this show that says moving forward. How do you move forward? And people that are moving forward, support those people. Support the people who share the agenda like you. We don't care about politics. We don't care about your religion. We don't care about your color. And as y'all know, we've had all sorts of people on here. We care about one thing, people, right? People being people and enjoying themselves. And that's why this show is rapidly moving faster than we can keep control of and keep pace of. So we got to hire some more staff. But listen, that is why where we are, and we appreciate all of you guys as usual. We thank the people who want to be a part. Listen, we are getting messages from all over. We got a message from someone in Jordan. We got a message from someone in England. So it's people, and we want to be a part of this. How do we be a part of this? Let me say this too, our sponsors share the same view. I don't get sponsors. When they bring it to me and say, hey, this person wants to be a sponsor, this organization, this company wants to be a sponsor, we don't bring sponsors on that don't share just to make money or just to say, well, we want to do this because we know you have a strong listening audience, global. No, we bring people on that share the same thing as what we share. It's same as our guests. We share the people that's like-minded and want to move. And you'll see in the next month, we got people that's going to be on here that shares that same feeling, wants to move forward, just like our guest today. I can't speak enough about him. Spoke with him today. And we had a great conversation. And again, this is part of what I'm saying because people are hurting, people are suffering, and we want to be a part of helping, not hurting. Helping. And everybody goes through something. Everybody deals with something. Regardless of who you are, it does not matter who you are. It's about helping, not hurting. The two H's, helping, not hurting. And that's what our guest today. Listen, his accolades go from, man, I can't tell you how far. Look, I can't remember all that, memorize all this stuff, because this man is well accomplished. I mean, seven-time Golden Award winner. Just to start, eight, nine books out. Author within himself, and might I say, the books are doing very well. He has so much that he has going on, right, Yara? I mean, this is a well established author. Look, I was excited about having him on. I'm excited because I want you guys to share what we know about him. Chris Lane, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Ron. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And your latest book out, Infinity Within. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll try to keep the short version. When I was growing up, I grew up in North Dakota. I was very much what would be considered a computer geek and didn't really do well with others. I was very introverted. I started selling Apple II computers when I was in junior high, so that'll age me a bit. I ended up starting a company with a gentleman that wanted some accounting software. He knew how to do accounting. I knew how to write code, so we put a company together. And a couple of years later, we sold it, and I made a whole bunch of money. And about 4 months later, fell into a deep depression. And now, in hindsight, I can look at that and say, well, if you look at how many lottery winners destroy their lives, I at least understand a particular viewpoint on how that can happen. For me, what happened is I, like many of us, was taught that we're supposed to go work hard, make money, be successful, and that's what we're supposed to do. Well, I did kind of all of that by the time I was 18. And so what happened is all the goals I thought I was supposed to have were gone. And I was left in this now what situation. So I'm not going to go through the whole story, but through that section of my life, I started asking questions like, what are we doing here? What's the purpose? What are we? What is this all about? And in my 20s, came up with, well, 19 and 20, through that kind of depression and climbing out, came up with the concepts and constructs that really are what the Infinity Within is about. Initially, the book's name was going to be called The Soul Path, or Our Soul Path. And eventually, we came up with finalizing on The Infinity Within. But I put all this together, hired a ghostwriter, who then, because I wasn't an author at the time, the ghostwriter kept wanting to make it her own book. She kept adding her own stuff. And so I ended up firing the ghostwriter and putting all my notes into a filing cabinet. Now, we'll fast roll forward. During the next 40 years, I started 11 other companies, had one go IPO, and the others were acquired or merged with other companies.
It's amazing.
And then, thank you. And then my wife suggested, because what happened is 4 or 5 years ago, I started writing books as part of, because I really wanted to write books, but I wasn't an author up until 4 or 5 years ago. And I started writing books and really enjoying the process. And the books were being received very well in the market. And my wife said, you know, the things that you have taught me and have shown me in life and the way you look at life have fundamentally changed my life for the good. You need to finish your book. So in the beginning of 25, almost 3 months solid into it, I did nothing but work on The Infinity Within and writing it. And then in the middle of the year, it got published. And then from there, it's been kind of a rocket show. I did win 7 awards with the book. I've been nominated for the Eric Hoffer Award. There's some of the top reviewers in the world have reviewed the book. And I guess the most important thing I've gotten from it is the reviews from the readers that tell me how it's touched them and changed their lives in positive ways.
Yes, and listen, it is a great book. That's not your only book either. Do you have another one out? Is it it's now, right? I think it's out now. But the inspiration behind this, and I know we spoke earlier on this, and the inspiration behind this is, I think, the same what we've been saying all along. What we share is people have issues, and they're hurting out there, and I think this is part of the true dimension of your book. I think this is the true part of what you're saying in Infinity Within. Can you share, like some of your experiences, or just the because I mean the book is a great read. People,
Thank you.
it's not out there for no reason. This man is not seven times golden for no reason. And this book is great. I promise you, when you pick it up, you won't put it down.
Thank
But
you.
can you share more of the inspiration? I know you said about your depression and putting it in the closet. How has the receiving of the book been with people and audience and people reading it?
So the reception has been phenomenal. The reviews are nothing less than a 4-star. They're pretty much all 5 stars, which that's not all that important, but it shows at least a desire that these people like what they read. But more importantly, it's what they say. When I wrote the book, and we can dive into why your idea that we are all the same and all people and all humans and we all need to have fun together, I can go through kind of some ideas of how that looks if you'd want me to. But to answer your question, when I wrote the book, it is a spiritual journey of a fictional character named Gabriel, who goes by Gabe. He meets a mentor named Elias. And Elias, being a really good mentor, doesn't preach, he asks questions. And through the process, through the book, you read as Gabriel or Gabe goes through life and learns more about what we're here for. What's the purpose? Why are we taught one thing, which actually I would argue what we're taught is the illusion, and what's real are what a lot of people, so small miracles. I call them, a lot of them, coincidences. However, I also say there is no such things as coincidences. And the way I say it is there are no such things as coincidences. And the reason I say that is that there are so many things that are happening kind of behind the scenes that we're taught to ignore. We're told are not real. We're told that we made it up or we imagined it. And I would argue a lot of those things are actually more real than what we're told is real. Now, where does that come from? I had my first out-of-body experience when I was 6 years old. I had a number of different out-of-body experiences, and when I was 16, I had a near-death accident that, if you follow normal physics, I shouldn't be here. And we can go through that. It's in the book. But the Gabriel starts with, so what I did with the book is Gabriel is kind of a non-fictional memoir of my life. So it follows things that happened to me through this character, but it's designed to be not preaching. It's designed to not tell people how to believe or think, because that's not my goal. It's designed to have fun reading Gabriel and his story as he goes through and take from it the mirrors that reflect back to you and ignore the rest. And what I've really found has been profound is the consistency with reviews I've gotten that have said exactly that. This book did not preach to me. It was comfortable. It was like having a best friend next to me talking about things that I was uncomfortable with in life. So, what I'm getting from my readers has been the strongest reinforcement I could possibly get that I wrote the book the way I should have.
Now, Chris, I think you mentioning that people, it's an easy read and it makes people comfortable to read. That's a really big A deal, because a lot of times, depending on which book someone may read, it may feels like it's preaching to you or trying to tell you what to do or something of that sort. But for you to have a book that's such an easy read and to have the ability to for just giving you ideas but not telling you what to do, and so I thought that was really awesome regarding your book. And I like just within just the book itself saying it's helping and inviting readers to face their fears and not adversary. That's a big deal because so many people have a hard time facing their fears. They run
Absolutely. They're
from them all
huge.
their life. They may never even face their fears. So just to have you mentioning that and just trying to give people a different outlook and how to, and a different perspective of how to look at things and view things in life is really good. Especially now during these times, it's really nice just to give people a refreshing idea to have a different perspective to view things.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And also, Chris, I know, like I said, we had a conference call earlier, and not just with Infinity Within. I think there's another book that you're working on. Can you tell us a little bit about that, or is it too early? You would be leaking the information a little too
Well, I don't
early.
mind leaking a little bit. The Infinity Within, when I wrote it 40 plus years ago, or drafted all the notes, it
Oh,
was a
wait, wait, wow, wait,
standalone.
wait, wait, wow, wait, hold up. Let's back this up a minute. So this book has been sitting for a while, right? This
Since
is
I was
not,
20.
so
Wow.
this
Since I
is,
was 20, it went in a
that is
filing
amazing.
cabinet.
So this is how brilliant you are. No wonder you are seven-time winner and all the accolades that I did not name out. So this is why. So this book has been sitting and you sort of took the dust off of it and brought it to life, and it has become a great seller. Like that is, man, that's that that
And
is
it's so amazing that you're able to say that this book you wrote it 40 years ago and it still be relevant today, right?
Well, thank
To
you.
for you
Well,
to be
but
able to have something that you wrote and then sit it to the side because you didn't. I heard your story regarding the ghost writer, but to be able to now publish it and for it to still be relevant where it's adaptable is amazing, right? It's like you're
thank you.
already future. You come clearly think far ahead of in the future, which is
Well, not
awesome.
only that, but I've been very fortunate that I live by the principles that are in the book. What's allowed me to do the things I'm doing fundamentally comes from what I learned, put together, understood why we're here, what the purpose is. And then for these 40 years, I've been living by the principles I put together in that book.
It's working. It's working. And as a family man, and yourself as a family man, and how do you adjust with your family with these principles, or do you at all adjust with your family on living these principles? Because when you become at the level you are and the status that you are, everybody wants to put you under the microscope and this should be this way and you're not doing that, and all the political things that go along with that. So how do you do that with your family, live that way with your family, adjust and with your kids and so forth and so on?
So there's a couple of questions there. As far as the microscope goes, one of the reasons I chose to write the book through the eyes of a fictional character and a fictional mentor is so that it doesn't immediately get people to start looking at me under a microscope. It's coming from Gabriel's point of view. It's coming from Gabe's learning through his life. And so it doesn't. The things that I show and talk about are coming from a fictional character's point of view. And what that allows is the reader to choose what resonates with them for real or does not. It doesn't have where this person is saying, "Oh my goodness, I went and did these things and you need to do them or you don't succeed." That's not the purpose. The purpose is a fictional character that goes through these really cool things. And if you want to believe it, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But there's no impetus or force there to believe these things. Does that make sense?
It
Yeah.
absolutely
No.
does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So, Chris, One of the things that I wanted to say is some of the other books that you have written and have went on the charts and made it, because you don't just get these accolades and awards that you got have, excuse me, for no reason. Does this book in the life, because you now told us 40 years, it's been sitting on the shelf, and now it's amazing that it can apply in now time. I don't know if that's a sign of the times, or I just need to get the lottery numbers from you, or what. I don't know what that means at this point, but to have something that actually can apply in this system and this time where the world is a chaos, to have it applied now says something. What's the measures of this book versus some of the other things you've written and has, authored out and put out? What's the rim of this book here?
So I'm going to start with why they are all similar. They are
Okay.
all written for one purpose, and that's to provide knowledge to the reader so that they don't get taken advantage of, so that they grow with that knowledge and are able to learn from it and do the things that they want to do from the book. The first book I wrote is How to Build Your Dream Home. It's a 10-book series, of which the first five are written and published, and the sixth one I'm working on the illustrations right now. It is all about, so the first book is like a 20,000 foot view. So let me give a little bit of history to this. In my technology space of building companies over the last 40 years, my main business was technology and high technology. My hobby was building and building houses. So I put together a spreadsheet in order to do that efficiently and well, so I didn't make mistakes and do things. To do this, I put together like a policies and procedures process for how to build a house. So it was very easy for me to write book one, which is basically the overview of all the way from when you buy a piece of property to you do the landscaping and move in. But it's a 20,000 foot view. It's a very high level view of the whole process. Then each chapter in the first book then becomes a book. So for example, chapter one is the introduction. So that's just getting to know you. Chapter two is all about what it takes to go buy the land, get the banking, get the financing, breaking the ground, making sure the porta potties are in place, making sure your power pole, all that stuff, right? Well, one chapter is only like 3,000 words long, and there's a lot of stuff that goes into doing that. So book two is now 35,000 words on that chapter. And then,
So, Chris, I would ask you a question. So you started, you said your first book was about homes. The second was Infinity Within.
no, so I wrote the
Okay.
first five books and published them
About building homes.
about building your dream home.
Okay. And then the second
And
series was it Infinity Within?
no.
Oh.
So then the building wealth thing, I do a lot of mentoring because of my business background. I get a lot of people that ask for business mentoring and helping them either start their company or get it back on its feet and profitable. And out of the different mentoring I've done, there's always this set of questions around money and things that seem to be exactly the same. And it's because it's not, I hate to be mean, but it's not taught in our schools. We're not taught finances and what money is and how to use money properly in schools. So I wrote a book called The Finance Book for Young Adults, which again, the commonality is it's designed to free people, to pe get people to understand what money is and how to use it and how the rich people actually use it without paying taxes or a bunch of taxes and how to become your own personal banker and all those kinds of things. It's a book I wish I'd had when I was in my teens or 20s. That's the way I wrote the book. And to give you an example, chapter 10 has nothing to do with money. Chapter 10 has all about what you do when you wake up in the morning and what that looks like. So the very first thing in the morning that I would suggest for anybody, even though it's not fun, is a cold shower. Well, why? It turns out that there's physiological reasons and psychological reasons for facing a cold shower and taking it in the morning. The physiological, it's been proven medically, it increases blood flow, it increases your immune system. I mean, it does all kinds of really cool things
Right.
for the body.
It
But the
does.
psychological reasons are really interesting. And I learned it from this huge influencer. He's got like, I don't know, 10 million followers or something. And we're just talking about stuff. And he says, yeah, I take cold showers as well, because I do. And he said, the reason I do it is because I'm in the shower, I'm looking at this cold water, and I don't want to do it because I know the first couple of seconds are going to be painful. He says that
Yes.
when I do it, it creates my mental process for the day. If I can face this, the rest of the day is easy.
That's a very good perspective to view it because cold showers, cold
They're not
plunges
fun.
are not fun at all.
Until, well, 20 seconds later they are, but when you do it, when you get
Oh,
in, it's
yes.
like,
It's a
oh, I kind of
shock
like it.
factor.
Yeah. I think
Absolutely.
it's a mind over matter thing too at some point. It's a mind over
Absolutely. It sets
matter
your
thing.
mindset for the day.
It
Yeah.
does.
It's huge. And when he said that, I went, you're absolutely right. So that book again is designed for knowledge and freedom and to get people tools to be highly successful in that space. Now, that's after I wrote that and I finished writing again illustrations because they take time. I have a finance book for new parents that's just about ready to go publish as well. And then my wife said, you need to go do this book. And so I shifted all my energy to The Infinity Within. But they're all three in very different niches, very different focuses. But the commonality is to give people knowledge and strength and the wherewithal to not get taken advantage of and to move forward in life.
Yes.
And I like
So,
the approach. It's like you cover all different perspectives of someone's life, you know, from building a home, everybody's looking to either build a home or purchase a home or whatever the case may be, helping self, care. For yourself, speeding feeding your mind, body, and spirit, as well as you mentioned before, you go from one end of perspective to the other of just what do you do when you get up in the morning? Some people would not even think of that. You think, oh, just get up, take a shower, brush your teeth, wash your face, move along the day. But what about a cold shower? The different things that it could help you with physiologically as well as psychologically. So I just really love how your perspectives, your books aren't just one particular area. It's an array of areas that you touch. So I really like that perspective and just how you view things. I'm sorry, Ron, what were you saying?
wait, no, wait.
No,
But I was about to say, was Chris, so where do you see yourself with these books moving forward? Is there something else coming new, or are these the books that you have? Because you, like Yammer said, you kind of sit all agendas and all points in these three books that you've already done. So do you see something new coming out of that, or have your fans, so to speak, said they would like to see something else, or are you in the mix of writing something else, or you're just pushing these books for the time being?
So, the How to Build Your Dream Home, like I said, is a 10 book series, of which five are done. The sixth one I've finished writing, but I still have illustrations. Seven, eight, nine, and 10 are not even written, even though the outline is there. I also have some ancillary, what I call ancillary books for How to Build Your Dream Home. One of them has to do with tiny home and container homes.
Now those are big, that is a big area nowadays. A lot of people
Huge.
are really into tiny homes and container homes. So it's like when did you start thinking about doing the tiny homes and container homes? Is that recent or did you think of
No,
that
that was
years
part of the
ago?
original plan.
Really?
Oh yeah,
Oh, wow.
absolutely, because
Wow.
tiny homes are amazing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, I've seen a
They are
lot of them and
huge.
they are huge. Yes.
Yeah,
I just couldn't stand a
in a
tiny
tiny
home, but
way.
if you can deal with the space, absolutely. They're really, really nice.
They're actually really freeing because we're so taught to buy stuff, and then
Yes.
we end up with houses filled with closets, filled with stuff, and that really, from a spiritual point of view, can be very burdensome. Whereas a tiny home, I mean, if you move into a tiny home, you have to cut down to pretty much nothing.
Yes, unless you want to be a hoarder.
Well, you hoard with a storage. Another ancillary book is all about solar, wind power, batteries, and on and off grid.
Oh.
Another ancillary book is all about building swimming pools and koi ponds because I studied building koi ponds when I lived in San Diego and how to build really nice koi ponds.
Love
So
the love them.
I love them too. They're fantastic. So the ancillary books are support books for the whole building your dream home.
Series.
The finance book, I have some ideas for a third book to follow on to the one that's like I said, working on illustrations, which is the first parent finance book for first parents. But where I'm really putting my energy right now because of the where the world is and fundamentally how the infinity within is changing people's lives is when I first put together the ideas for the infinity within, it was really a single book. But as I grew through life and 40 years of using its tools, it's now a trilogy.
Wow.
And so, book two, I'm in my third fully drafted draft of what it's going to be called, which is The Orchard Hush, which directly refers to a chapter. I believe it's chapter nine in The Infinity Within. And then there's a third book as well. So, The Orchard Hush, like I said, I'm into my third draft. Probably the fourth draft will be near final. And then the third book, the outline is done. But I've not done any writing yet for it.
So, Chris, you do a lot of writing and you're inspired in so many different ways. I mean, you've just covered an array of things, as I mentioned before.
Exactly.
Is there something that inspires you that want to write, or if you're just taking a long drive and just looking at the view, and then you have, or do you just sleep and dream and get ideas? What jogs your ideas? What?
Hopefully, I'm not doing the sleeping and dreaming while I'm driving.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't.
So again, getting to the foundation of kind of my way of looking at things. In the Infinity Within, I discuss the concept of a soul. And the reason is I spent a lot of time growing up. I already mentioned my out-of-body experiences and the things that we're told are not real, right? And I'm going to take a little side channel here. How many have your listeners and have you ever heard the story of children can see ghosts
I'm not sure our
and
listeners
see
know.
paranormal things?
No, I've
I'm
heard
not
of the
familiar.
story. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's a little new for me. I'm not familiar with that one. I haven't heard that yet. So
I have heard.
there's if you go and look, there's many, many kids that claim they've seen
They can see
ghosts or
things.
seen
Yeah.
paranormal things and had strange things happen. So what do they do with it? Well, they usually end up running up to their parents scared, right?
Yes.
And the first thing the parents do is what?
Made
Say it's
tell
not
it's
true.
not real, it's not true. You know, the old story tale of the boogeyman, or you know,
You
things
made
like
it
that.
up.
Or,
You're
right.
dreaming. And they do it. They're not doing it to be mean or malicious. They're doing it because they see their child scared and they're
And they want
trying
to calm
to
them
calm it
down,
down.
of course, and feel safe and secure and that you're okay.
But the flip side is they're gaslighting the child. Because what if they really are seeing this stuff? What
Yeah.
if that's the reality behind the curtain? And the reason they're seeing it is because they haven't been burdened with training and teaching of what they can't do and what they shouldn't do and what's not real. What if all
But a
that
lot
stuff
of kids,
really is real?
right, but a lot of people, if you're not used to seeing anything of that sort, most parents are going to tell their kids, that's not real, that's not true,
That's how we're
because,
trained.
and a lot of people, if you have not experienced certain things yourself, you're not going to believe it. So, you know, if your child is saying, you know, I see a lady sitting right next to me and you guys are watching TV and there's an empty space, 9 times out of 10, your parents will probably tell you, no, that's not real, honey, or, you know, something of that
It's an
sort.
imaginary friend
Right.
or whatever. Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of, I understand where you're coming from, but you know, I like to play devil's advocate as well a lot of times. But how do you tell whether a kid actually is seeing things or they just have an imaginary friend that they're talking about?
Does it really matter?
I think it does, because if they are seeing things, then you should know how to help and support your child,
Well,
right?
it matters to be supportive. What I'm saying
Right.
is whether or not they are really seeing a ghost or it's an imaginary friend, does that matter? the response can still be, oh my goodness, tell me more about your friend or tell
Right.
me more about the ghost.
Yes, absolutely. You should always be interested in what your kids are talking about.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so let's take that for a second and say, all right, let's say that for a minute that we're taught that reality is that we're small, that we're disconnected, that we have to work every day, that we have to earn money, that we have to struggle, and that we have this fear, these different fears that have come up, and that fear is our enemy, and bad emotions are horrible, and all these things we're taught. Okay? And let's flip them upside down. Let's say for a minute we're souls, and there, like I said, I can go through a whole reason of how I think
Right.
this works, but that we're all interconnected. And the reason I say there's no such thing as coincidence, let me give you an example of small miracles that happen to me all the time. When I started going to restaurants and coffee shops as a younger, I think when I was in my teens, I would be sitting there reading my book. And some random person would pull up a chair, not even ask, just pull up a chair, sit down, tell me their life story. I mean, things that you would normally not tell somebody. We'd have a conversation, they'd get up, and they'd walk away. Now, initially, I thought, that's just really weird. But then I started getting really curious about it. And I said, well, what's really going on here? Let's look underneath a little bit. And what I found was a common thread with every single one. And that is that they all needed to hear something I had to say, and I needed to hear something they had to say
Right.
in every single case. So, was that a coincidence that this person decided to pull up a chair, start having a lifetime conversation in 10 minutes or 20 or whatever, and then get up? Or are we all interconnected? Are we all soul beings that just agreed to forget that we have these souls, but we're still interconnected, and that when we need to hear something for our life path, or what I call our soul path, we make the connection this way and then this way, very much like we're on this call right now.
Right. I believe that people are put in certain places just to be, as you mentioned before, to be able to give a message that you just need to hear. Certain people, maybe even our listeners, maybe going through some things or challenges in their life or issues or struggles. And just by hearing some of the things that you're mentioning or just the things that we're talking about can be something they're saying, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that message. Or just hearing the things that you're talking about within your books, your most recent book, just to say, you know what, I think I need to buy that book. It's something that just sparked me and I need to hear about it. Or your How to Build Dream Home series, so it just I think people are placed in your life for a reason. And out of that you get what you need. I'm a true believer of that, just like I'm hoping that our listeners today can get something out of your many books that you've written already, your three books, as well
We'll
as,
check them out. Yeah.
yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And as well as the others that are to come out. I mean, I can say I'm really excited just to go back and look at the How to Build Your Dream Home series, the first five series, as well as the other additionals that you do have for to go with that, because I would love to read that kind of stuff. I am infatuated with homes and looking at them and building them. Ron can tell you that's that is my thing. That's one of my things. But I really enjoy that and just seeing your perspective. So you don't know this, but I'm a marriage and family therapist. So just getting a different perspective of how you are just with your recent book that you have. I can't wait to just see other people's perspective. I would love to hear what our listeners have to say and their thoughts and opinions because it's a real good perspective to see the infinity within and how what people take may be and just giving people a different perspective of how to look at things. One of the things that stood out for me the most is facing your fears, because so many people that I have provided therapy for and I've had different sessions with, that's a real hot topic. Facing your fears, no matter if you've gone through something with your childhood, as you mentioned before, if you've seen a ghost or something that you can't explain. No one else sees it but you. How do you explain that? And then how did you cope with it yourself? Because nobody believed you. So you have different, I go through different things where I'm explaining to my clients, but I think this is a really good read. I know it's a really good read. I'm hoping that our listeners are 2.5. What is our number now, Ron? 2.5 million?
2.5, yes.
Million,
Chris, go
listeners
ahead, y'all.
will pick up your book.
Yeah, definitely. Chris, tell people where they can get the books from, your where they're sold at, or where they can pick up their copies. Also how to get in touch with you. Let them know, all your sites you can be reached on, and how they can get the books.
I've been very blessed in that space. The simple answer is Chris Land, KrisLand.com. You can go find me. You can find all of my books on Amazon, Apple. The Infinity Within is being sold by Barnes and Noble, of all places, Walmart. You can pick it up. Bookstores all over the world have picked this up. There's a store in Norway that is selling it, Barcelona, all over the
You hear
world.
that, our Norway listeners? Hey, go get this man book, because we are
Absolutely
global.
get it.
So you hear
And then
that,
if
Norway?
it,
Y'all go pick his book up.
yeah, and then if you type in either my name and or the Infinity Within on Google, I'm again blessed. I take up the first three pages.
Wow,
So
that's amazing.
you can pretty much find the book and me everywhere right now.
Is there a book tour that you're planning, or maybe in the near future, or going out to reach people and just sharing and signing autographed copies? Is that in the future, or planning for you?
So I'm doing a couple things right now. I have three younger boys and they're in school. So going out on tour, I'm not going to be doing yet. I'm doing a lot of different podcasting, radio shows. There's a radio show in San Diego that picked me up, and there it's the first air is tomorrow. Different things like that. So right now I'm doing everything from my office in Texas. I am doing book signings, so if somebody wants a signed copy from me, they can go on my website and ask for it. They can contact me through the email that's on the website. And then there's also, I think it's called Whatnot, which is a thing in Asia that's pretty big. And so one of my marketing people said, we need to get on Whatnot. So basically, it's a place where you can do like a 1 hour premiere video and you can sell things. And so I'm selling the signed hardcover copy on that as well. I think I'll be doing that on like the first Sunday of each month, around 6 p.m. Central Time is when you'll probably be able to find me on Whatnot. But the only other thing I'm doing is doing signing tours at local bookstores. So I'm kind of in the center of Dallas, Houston, and Austin. I'm in the center of those three, and then San Antonio's a little ways out from there.
So they'll be able to find that on your website, or where will they know, like, when you're coming to those areas and those places?
Once I start doing bookstore signing, I'm going to be putting together a special page on my main page that will
Okay.
have that. I haven't done that yet because I haven't been doing it, but it will be available where you can find out where I'm going to be next and meet me in person. Yes.
And what's that website again, that they can go to and follow and pick up
It's
all
just
the
my
great
name.
material?
Just my
Just your
name.
name.
KrisLand.com.
Okay, great. Wonderful, man. I definitely think that is awesome. You're doing a great job. We definitely appreciate you on the show. We appreciate you coming, and sharing and enlighten us on that. Listen, everybody, pick up Chris's book, the latest one, Infinity Within. It's a great read. By the way, any plans for a movie for Infinity Within? I mean, here I'm here. But any plans for
Sounds good.
a movie?
Not at this second, no.
Okay. So
mean,
some of our movie people who are listening, and directors and people so forth like that who tune into the show, listen, I think you should pick up Infinity Within and do the read. I think it's a great might be a great movie, and a great release for the people, period. So I think that might be something to look into, Infinity
thank you.
Within. Listen,
Yeah.
Chris, we appreciate you coming on the show, taking your time, sharing with us. Always something positive for our listeners, and to give them something even further to go with. People, pick up the book Infinity Within from Chris Lane. Chris, it is a pleasure. Hopefully we will have you back again, sir. It has been a pleasure having
Thank you
you
so
on the
much.
show.
Thank you guys. Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
So yeah, I think that was a great great thing with Chris and the books, and I mean just the idea having that so far, man. I mean, speaking into the future that
That's
was
incredible.
wonderful.
I mean, the
Yeah.
way he's able to see things ahead from 40 years ago, I think is amazing. I can't wait to go get the books, the other books that
The
he has.
books,
I would love
and
to.
not only that, I think we need to call him back. I didn't know that we should have had that in the conference call. I think
You guys still have me?
it's okay. It's
No,
okay.
I'm sorry. I am here. You can still talk to me.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay, but I think to have him maybe having the lottery numbers. Also, I was saying earlier, the amazing album release party
Yes.
with Mario is coming up 4/4/26 in Addison, Texas. I was letting everybody know, like, that is they don't even know the music that is in store for them.
Oh my
Incredible.
gosh, the music, his music is incredible, everybody. I mean,
Incredible.
he was here, what, was it 2 weeks ago
Two
now?
weeks ago, yeah.
When he debuted, we got to bring him back on, Ron, just to play little snippets. But I guess maybe not. We'll hold on, hold off, because you just got to come to the album, the listening party.
Yeah, the album release listening party. He has albums out, album release party coming, and it's in and once again it's in Addison at the Beltline Road in Addison. It's a big place, beautiful place, and it's going to be a great event. So mark it on your calendars. We'd like to see everybody there. We'd like to see you join. We'd like to see you be there. And like I said, it's great music. He has something for everybody.
Yes, he
Listen to
does.
his music. Yeah, he has it for everybody. And us being on the management side, look, it is. I'm not just selling him, but I'm selling him. Listen, you will enjoy the music. He has it for all genres of life, and different people. He's a global artist, and can't say more about that. Can't say more about that at all.
Yes.
So, but my other thing that I was saying too, listen, we're in Dallas. Y'all come out. It's a great restaurant, Kitchen Cocktail. Come out, enjoy some good food, great place, great people. Come out, Kitchen Cocktail, say hi. But nevertheless, that's not saying hi. It'll be a group of people. Not just so much saying hi. Come out, enjoy some great food, great band, Kitchen Cocktail, Dallas, Texas. Come out
We'd love to
tomorrow.
see you all
Enjoy
in
yourself.
person. Please come out.
Yeah, come out. Enjoy yourself. If you're in the area, don't fly in, but if you're in the area, come out and say hi. Great food, great people over there at Kitchen Cocktail tomorrow, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Come out. We would love to see you and say hi on that. Listen, another great show. Another great show, my co-host. Sorry, y'all. Another action, great show. Next week we have another great guest going to be on. Going to be on the show. It just keeps getting better. Once again, people, too, please call 1-800-566-9071. All your information, they will handle it. They will tell you what you need, where to go, whatever you're all about. Please don't call the other numbers. Call the designated number. They will direct you on what to do, what to call, even for the family day. Once again, it's been a great show, Yara. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh no, thank you all for listening. We can't wait to see you all. Hopefully you all can join us on Friday night at 8 o'clock at Kitchen Cocktails. I look forward to seeing you all.
Keep the numbers coming. Tell everybody, keep the numbers coming. We love it. We want to hit that
Yes.
3 million mark in a week or two. And I know you
Keep it
guys can
coming,
help
you
us do
all.
it. Keep it coming. Once again, another wonderful show with you guys. God bless.
Thank you. Have a good night.